What is going on, everybody? It is Norm coming to you with another episode of Scruffy City Sports, and we've got an EDM banger going on in the background. Just take a listen.
Feeling so faithless, lost under the surface. Don't know what you're expecting of me, but under the pressure.
I'm a millennial. Of course I'm going to make you listen to music that was popular 20 years ago, but put a spin on it. Sorry, that was the TikTok. What is going on? I'm so excited to be here. Bangarang, lots out and away we go. Whatever, Bangarang Rufio, lots out and away we go. This remix I found via the Tiki Tak app is just fantastic. It's going to go on in the background, but here in just a second, I'm going to crank it up so you can listen to it because it's like my radio station from time to time is on the podcast. Here, just listen. Glow sticks at the ready, everyone. Get your stink face going for that in the background. Holy bananas. It's really good. I will link it in the description below. It's called Numb. It's the Nitty, Nitty. I don't know what it is. It's the Something Numb remix, but it is fantastic. I'll put it in the description below, but it's good. This one more. Anyway, that's enough of that. Enough of that. We will probably have a what you listening to section later on in the podcast. Obviously, today it is Sunday, February the 18th, and I am just excited to be on the microphone as usual. It's my, 30-ish minute therapy session with all of you listeners. Fantastic stuff. Let's get some housekeeping out of the way. Last week, we did a Turn Left Heavy podcast. That was the NASCAR special. Going forward, probably going to do that maybe once a month, once every few weeks as a NASCAR check-in. I don't know if Mr. Napa John Cobb, as I've coined him, and the Rooftop Rocket, old Rocky McNabb, they will more than likely be joining me in the interim when they're not around. I might tell you who won. I might not. Just depends on how it goes. Today, the race, the Daytona 500, the boogity, boogity, boogity. Ladies and gentlemen, cue up the Kevin James, ladies and gentlemen, soundtrack. If I was a good guy, actually, let's see if I can find it really quickly while I'm talking. Kevin James, Daytona, late Kevin James, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. Here it is. Hold on. Here it is. Right here. Boom. Here it is.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your...
So there it was. So obviously the Daytona 500 was canceled today due to rain. I'm really upset. The chase was the other night. My man Denny Hamlin was in the lead on the second race and he just let it go. He got nervous. He started scooting all around the track and things happened and then he didn't win. He didn't win. I was very upset. Very, very upset about that. So upset. That's probably all we're going to talk about. We're just... whoop, push the pause button and go away from that. We've got Formula One starts up, and I believe 2 weeks from today. It's the end of February. That will start up. We will obviously talk about that. Golf is happening. The man, Tiger Woods, started, had a double-double, and then was removed via an ambulance. I just really wish he would play golf or not play golf. He's dropping his Sunday Red. It's two words, sun, space, day, space, red golf apparel that is in a collab with TaylorMade. That is a direct to consumer or a DTC if you're in the trade. So if you're hoping to go to the PGA Superstore or Dick's or any of those, the Golf Galaxy, wherever you buy your golf apparel, you're not going to find it in a store. You're going to have to go online. Then you're going to have to purchase it, and then it's going to get shipped to you. I'm not sure if I really like it. I do think it's kind of neat that Tiger Woods straight up stole, and I will say that. We call balls and balls strikes and strikes on this podcast. He stole the little center logo underneath the button of your polo from Bad Birdie. I don't know if I was Bad Birdie, if I should feel, they say, imitation is the sweetest form of jealousy or flattery, however that saying goes. I don't know how I'd feel if I was them, because it's a straight up steal. I'm just going to be honest. They put the little bird with the X over the eye underneath their button or on their thing, and he kind of stole that. If you've not seen the logo, it is a tiger kind of, it's a tiger, but a lot of people are saying if you turn it, it's Tiger Woods' back because it's shattered and broken, the man that he was. And I'm just lucky that I was alive and remember the heyday of Tiger Woods before all the good stuff came out about Tiger Woods and how he was just a great individual. There's a lot of sarcasm there if you missed out on that. Lots of sarcasm. If you don't know the Tiger Woods story, there is a documentary on HBO that kind of talks about a little of that, but doesn't really. But anyway, we've gotten off the talk. We've got off what we're going to talk about. Anyway, NASCAR stuff will be coming down the pike. Formula One stuff is coming down the pike. Golf, I haven't decided if I'm going to talk about it. Maybe probably just as I feel like led and compelled that I'm going to talk about golf, I'll talk about golf. I don't, you know. It is what it is. But anyway, let's talk UT basketball. I think the last week we didn't cover the games. And I think just quickly, if I remember correctly, that was like the Georgia A&M game, I do think. Hold on, let me go back on my notes. Yes, we had like LSU here at the Tommy Bowl. That was a win. We're at about like 30. They kind of crawled back, ended up winning by 20 in that game. So no real nervous Nellies there. We lost. We looked abysmal to Texas A&M. I didn't want to talk about it because I called it the Texas A&M game. Highlight of that was their coach buzzed something on the floor all the time. Rick Barnes went on Vol Calls, which is a state-run radio show on Monday night, and said, hey, listen, I'm encouraging one of our players to just take him out. I'm not paraphrasing too much on that. He did say that they put in a drill in which someone's going to run him over. That was his line, his quote. I guess that was a week ago, Monday. And I don't know if I've said this is February the 18th as I'm recording this. So we'll see when they come to Thompson Bowling next Saturday in a week how that pans out. Tennessee's going to win by like 20 in that game. There is no way that A&M's going to get the favorable whistle they did in their building hanging out at the Texas Agriculture and Mechanical School that they are called. Anyway, moving forward, this week for the basketball team, we played Arkansas, and it was on Valentine's Day. Very fitting for the Arkansas Club, the men's basketball program there. If you don't know that, I cannot tell you about it. I can't. If you want to Google it, I might open up a private window. It is quite the story, I will say. They're really working on their ball handling skills now. Ball handling skills down there. I'm not far fetched, really and truly. There, it's quite the read. If you want to hear about a love triangle defense that they're working on down there in Arkansas, but that's it. And then yesterday, I was privileged enough to go to the game yesterday, and it was a shellacking. We were up by 40 at one point in time. I actually felt bad for Vanderbilt, not really bad, but they just couldn't make anything. I think with like 4 or 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, they hadn't even scored double digits yet. They looked abysmal, and Jerry Stackhouse looked great, but their team did not. It was good to see a lot of the young guys come in, Cade Phillips, Cameron Carr, Freddie DeLeon, a lot of those guys shine bright like a diamond. I got free Chick-fil-A nuggets because we had 5 threes. So it was a fantastic game all around. There's nothing really to talk about. This team is really peaking at the right time. I mean, they beat their last two opponents by like a combined 60 points, rounding a little there, but I'm not really far-fetched. I think they won by 29 and 36. 26. So that's how it is. It's great games. They're peaking at the right time. They are an overall number 2 seed, according to CBS's little Jerry Palm thing that they released Saturday afternoon. We shall see. Tennessee's got a long, kind of hard road ahead of them. They go to Columbia this Tuesday night to play Mizzou. That should be a W. Then we get Texas A&M at home. Then we get Auburn at home. Then we play Alabama at Alabama. And then South Carolina and Kentucky to round out the last game. So we've got 6 left. 4 of those are pretty gauntlet-heavy games, I would say. So we'll see. If they keep playing like they've played the last several games. Now, granted, the competition was terrible with a U. But we'll know. Well, I don't know. Dalton Connect looks good. Triple J looked great yesterday. Santi looked good yesterday. Everybody looked really good yesterday. Again, that was with lower competition. So not a lot you can take from that other than they're looking. They've hit their stride. I think this team, once they lost to Texas A&M, have really been motivated and picked things up, and I'm here for it. Here for it. Now that we've talked about that, talked about basketball, I've given you the outlook. Let's continue on and let's talk about a little Tennessee baseball. And I'm so excited it's back, but we need a little buffer music so I can get a drink. Hold on.
This ain't Texas.
It's not Texas. It's Knoxville, the real University of Tennessee. We are the real UT. The other UT was formed hundreds of years after us. I like to get on my soapbox about that. 100 years after us. Davy Crockett, remember the Alamo. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in Texas, but we are the real UT. Don't let any of those jokers and Tejas fool you. Without us, they would be a part of Mexico. Remember the Alamo always and forever. So now that we've talked about that, let's talk about baseball. I'm so excited that Tennessee baseball is back. They have got a three-game tournament, the Shriners Classic, as it's called. It's one of those where if you're a degenerate like me, I bought the monthly subscription to Flow Baseball. I hope you used a prepaid credit card because it is a pain. I've told you before, it's a pain to get that canceled, But it's fine. We're watching it. It'll pull at your heartstrings. It shows you those little kids with the cancer. And it's just, man, you don't expect that during a baseball game to see these little kids come out there and talk about their journey. And it's just sad. But now that we've got the sadness out of the way, let's talk about some good stuff with Tennessee baseball. Sorry, I'm running over my words there. I'm talking a little fast. But I'm excited. I have my Oreos. I have my, you know, your zebra cakes or your zebra rolls. Whatever it is that you snack on while you're watching Tennessee baseball games, I had them. I was prepared. I was super excited for all that as Tennessee. Now, as I'm recording this, they still have one game tonight against Baylor. But we're just going to gloss over that. There's some midweek games this week. So in the next week's podcast, it will be baseball heavy, baseball centric as well. So we'll give you the stats and stuff of all that. But the Friday night game, which was against Texas Tech, Tennessee won that game 6-2. It was a great game. It's really a lot of stuff came out. Drew Beam, who everybody thought was going to be our Friday night guy, ended up being our Saturday night starter, which is fine. AJ Russell looked very dominant. And now listen, I know a lot of y'all are not baseball fans, and the podcast really picks up because I love baseball. I played baseball. I understand baseball. I do love football, but my mom would never let me play it. So I don't fully encompass, understand the game of football other than what I've taught myself over the years. Baseball, I'm with it. I understand it. You're coming. This is Norm's TED Talk, essentially. Baseball, we looked dominant. Pitching was fantastic in that game. We had the AJ connection, as I'm going to like to call it, AJ Russell and AJ Causey. Causey obviously is a transfer from Jacksonville State or Jackson State. One of the two, I should know, but I don't know. I know it's Jackson something. I don't know if it's Phil or State, but he is a transfer kid. He looked dominant. AJ Russell's line for the day, he went 4 1/3. Gave up 3 hits and 2 earned runs, only 1 walk on 10 strikeouts. And at one point in time, he struck out like 9 in a row. He was dealing, as we like to say in the baseball trade, dealing. Looked fantastic. AJ Causey came back in, had 7 strikeouts of his own, and he finished the game, went 4 2/3. To wrap things up, AJ gave up no runs, 2 hits, no walks, any of that nonsense. Looked fantastic. Some takeaways from the first game that I watched diligently, had my eyeballs on all 9 innings of that game. Our defense looks superb. I know last year it was kind of in question sometimes with the following 8 or 7 people behind the mound of our pitching. Defense looks superb. Billy Amick, the transfer from Clemson, is Gold Glove material. I know they don't give Gold Glove. Well, do they give Gold Gloves? I think they do. I don't think it's called a Gold Glove, but it's something similar to that. Golden Spikes, I think is what it's actually called. He looked really good. Christian Moore is filling in at shortstop while we've got an injury to one of the new kids. He looked great. The whole team looked great. Dylan Dreiling looked fantastic in the outfield. He is giving me big-time Drew Gilbert vibes. He kind of looks like him. He's a lefty. He's actually a switcher, but bats left. Looked great, had a home run of his own. Billy Amick had a home run. Defense looks superb. Superb. That's what I'm trying to tell you here. Hunter Ensley was holding it down the center field. Now, there are some things that I was a little about Friday night's game. The big takeaway from that for me was Blake Burke. And sorry, I've skipped my iPad notes here because I diligently. Blakey Burke had another ofer, and he looks, I don't know what. I love Blake Burke. I love seeing Berkey bombs. He, I think, had like a 211, 215 batting average in SEC play last year. He raked during midweek games against lower competition, but during SEC play, he was all up in his head. And I don't know what that is. Sometimes we all get in our head. You need to, you know, maybe you need to seek out. You know, mental health's a big thing. Maybe you need to go to a therapist, talk to somebody. Get those thoughts out of your head, Blake. He just looked like, I mean, he really looked like he was playing softball and just trying to poke the ball out there. You know, the one and only, that guy that used to play for the Atlanta Braves that now plays for the Los Angeles Dodgers that I'm never going to talk about again. He has a wife named Chelsea. He has his son named Charlie. He walks out to Bad Bunny these days. He makes less money now with the Dodgers than he would have if he stayed with the Braves. Do y'all know who I'm talking about? It's Freddie Freeman. I just don't like bringing his names up here. But Freddie Freeman would do that. He would take an opportunity, you know, to make a little slap hit down the third base line. Blake Burke looked like that, but he wasn't moving his feet. I mean, he just looked terrible. He looked terrible, as they would say in the trade. And I want Blake Burke to succeed. I want him to dominate. I wanted him to be the player he was his freshman season, because I'm going to tell you right now, going 0 for 5 with 3 strikeouts, and then Saturday night, he had an 0 for going until late in the game as well. He was 0 for 8 at one point in time in 2 games with like 5 strikeouts. That's not good. This Tennessee team is stacked and packed with dudes. I mean, you've seen the TikTok where the kid's like, dog. Da-da-da, dog, da-da-da, dog. That's what we've got with all of these players right now. So I want the best for Blake Burke. I want him to go on to the major leagues. I want him to dominate. I want to be like he went to UT, and I remember him. I remember going to Lindsey Nelson. I remember talking about him. I remember all of that fun stuff. I remember his mom, Natalie, talking to me on the Twitters, doing all that fun stuff, calling out other fans because she likes to do that. She's the woman. Let her cook. Let her cook. I just want the best for him, and he's struggling. He's in his head as a baseball player. That happens. You get up there, you can't see anything, and then what? You just need one good game, one good at bat, and it just turns it all over. It just turns over quickly. You know, you're just one shot away from a birdie, ladies and gentlemen. That's all it is. But anyway, Blake Burke was the only thing I was a little iffy about. Cannon Peebles looked great. Dylan Dreiling looked great. Kavaris Tears still looks fantastic. I'm just excited about this baseball team. Excited, excited, excited. I'm glad it's back. Now, let's talk about the negative. Last night, on Saturday night, Tennessee lost to Oklahoma. Oklahoma is not the baseball program that it used to be. It's okay. Drew Beam looked fine. Our defense looked great. First triple play in a long time with UT. That was fantastic, making the rounds. Offense, we had some times, some struggles there. Christian Moore almost had a home run to give us the lead late in the game. But it's fine. It's early season baseball. You all need to realize that baseball is not hinged on one game. It's a long season. They're going to play about 60 games. And this team is really only, quote-unquote, officially, air quotes, been practicing for the last couple of weeks now. They're still a young team, a lot of new pieces. They will figure it out before SEC play gets here. And I'm just not worried about that. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm not worried at all that we lost an early season game to Oklahoma. It's fine. Tony Vitello knows what he's doing. He's fired up and focused over there on the sidelines. Don't get Debbie in the dumps because we lost by 5 to Oklahoma last night. It's fine. It's fine. We've got a long ramp up. SEC play starts in a couple of weeks, so no worries as far as that goes. I will tell you how we won against the Baylor. Are they the Baylor Bears? I feel like they're the Baylor Bears. Later on in the week, maybe I'll try and do a short, brief baseball-only podcast and just record it on my handheld stuff between now and then, because Tuesday night they've got a game against UNC Asheville. Tuesday's ETSU, Wednesday's UNC Asheville, and then they have a Friday, Saturday, Sunday against Albany. I am imagining you're going to see some video game numbers, some like 20-2, some run ruled stuff that's going to happen. Lots of people are going to see the field. Tony's going to try and figure out that lineup and go from there. So don't worry about that. We will cover those in great detail once those games happen. But tonight, I feel like Tony's going to lock it back in. We're going to finish 2-1 at the Shriners Classic and get a win over Baylor. If we lose against Baylor, I'm still not going to be worried. It's still early in the season. We're still ranked in the top 10. It's fine. It's not football where everything hinges on one game. And I know a lot of you are new to Tennessee baseball, and you remember that 2022 season where we raked off like 60 something wins in a row. It wasn't really, it's like 55-9 or 55-8 or 53. I don't remember. It's 50 something and 9 losses. So just don't hit the panic button. This team last year looked abysmal until halfway through the SEC season, turned it around, and still made it to Omaha. Baseball is a funny, fickle sport. It is just, the best team sometimes does not win in baseball, and that's just baseball. You grow to love that, and you also grow to hate that as a baseball fan. So don't get Debbie in the dumps if we lose tonight, because I'm not worried about it. And if Norm's not worried about it, you shouldn't be worried about it either. So that is it as far as Tennessee baseball. I will give you the news, notes, and all that stuff once they happen next week, once we come back and talk about that. So let's buffer music. We're going to find some buffer music here, and then we are going to quickly talk about some pop culture. Maybe we'll do some What's Norm Listening To, and then get out of here. Call it a day. So hold on. Un momentos, por favores.
Return. When I turned 27, everything started to change.
So Kacey Musgraves, you all know I'm a big Kacey Musgraves fan, came out with a new single off her new album that drops in about a month called Deeper Well. It's fantastic.
One time,
we're listening to it now.
There's two kinds of people. One is a giver, the one's always trying to take.
I'm a big fan. Now, I know some people have this talk, and I like to equate it to Kanye West. I'm a big, listen, whatever Kanye does outside of music, it's his own thing. He is bipolar. He's got something. He's got a couple screws loose. He's a couple tacos short of a combination. He fell off the tree. Whatever you want to call it with Kanye, he's a strange duck. I will say that much. But I'm a big fan of his music. However, what Kanye likes to do is all of his albums are usually a little different. He likes to progress or degress or regress. I don't know, whatever you want to say it. 808s is probably one of my favorites of his, or a lot of his earlier stuff. But Kacey Musgraves has that unique sound, and a lot of her stuff sounds similar, sounds the same. But I'm a big fan. I like it. I don't know. There is a kind of a trend, I guess you could say. A lot of these popish people are coming out with kind of country music. I mean, we heard that with Beyonce's song that I was using a minute ago. This one, this Texas Hold'em thing, it's okay. It's a vibe. I like it. We'll let it play here for just a second because she says some bad words in it.
Texas, ain't no hold'em.
Woo!
Lay our cards down. So park your Lexus.
Woo!
And throw your keys up.
Throw them up.
Stick around.
Round.
Stick around, and I'll be if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie.
Now, what I want to know is, and this is fascinating because Beyonce's been around for a long time. I mean, I remember her from Single Ladies. I remember her from Survivor with Destiny's Child. We're going back 20-ish plus years here, probably 30 years. But what I am imagining is Beyonce and Jay-Z in like downtown Houston, downtown Austin, at some local dive bar that she says, Jay-Z with his hair. He's got a lot of that hair going on. Now, I don't even know what you call that. I don't know. I'm struggling to use a safe word here of describing his hair, but you all know what his hair looks like. Jay-Z dressed like that. Beyonce dressing like she dresses at some dive bar, and all these guys with the boots on and the denim and the cowboy hats, you know, like line dancing at the Cotton Eye Joe. What are they thinking when Beyonce and Jay-Z are there? Are they like, oh my gosh, it's Beyonce and Jay-Z? Or do you think they're up there and Beyonce's kicking it and doing the, you know, whatever, the electric slide or whatever it is on the dance floor with them? I don't know. I'm fascinated. I'm baffled to see if that's a real thing. I doubt it is. Maybe it's just a song. But if it is, I want to see the TikTok footage of it, you know, like it's Travis and Taylor Swift, like how people just kind of stalk them for the fun of it after the Chiefs won the Super Bowl the other night. I need some of that in my life. I want to see Beyonce line dancing with Jay-Z at some dive bar in Texas. That's what I'm here for. That's what I want to see. I need that in my life. So TikTok, do your thing. As they say, do your thing, TikTok. Go find it. Please report back to me so I can see that information because I want it in my life desperately. I did have one other, sorry, that was a terrible transition. I did have one other music that we were listening to. Hold on, I gotta find it. Moon Hooch is the name of this band. Moon Hooch, you ready? Moon Hooch. Yes. So, the good old friend of the podcast, Rocky, sent this to me. He told me he was listening to it, and I'm gonna give you a whirl here. I'm struggling, lots of struggling. Here it comes. Oh heavens, Norm, you're failing. Now just open it up. Good gosh. Now I'm going to have an ad. Here it is. I like the jazz stuff. And what a lot of you all don't know, and this is going to be, it could be heavy hitting for some of you. I actually played saxophone back in the day. And so I dusted it off and I thought to myself, if these guys can play saxophone, I am going to inject some saxophone into songs that shouldn't go there. So listen, I'm going to cue something up here. You all just sit back and relax and listen to this.
You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Wow. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Baby.
Oh, it's fantastic, wasn't it? Sorry, I let that come back around there. And also, last thing, I have no... Now, listen, you all know I love my Asian-inspired TV, music, and all that stuff. I have no idea what I'm about to play for you, what this girl says. So if it's naughty words in Korean, I apologize in advance. But I just want you all to listen to this girl. I don't even know her name.
Hey, let's go.
I have no idea what she said other than she's on the mic and hey, and I think she said twerk there at one point in time, but it's fantastic and I can't get enough of it. I think her name is Lee Jong Ji. I think that's probably poor pronunciation or I can't listen, everyone. I am from the South. I'm from Lenoir City, Tennessee, and Korean is hard. It's hard. I've watched a lot of TV shows. I can't speak the language. I barely can read the subtitles when it comes across for me in English. So that's where we're at with that. Do we have any other music? I'm trying to think here. I'm looking quickly here. Looking quickly. Music. Norm. Music. Norm. Music. Norm. music, Norm. I think what we're going to do is, I think I might sing something. Don't know what we're going to do yet. So let's let Haley Williams take us out here because I'm a big fan of Paramore. Let her sing. We'll come back and I'll sing something and wrap it up. So anyway, what was I going to talk about? I think that's it. I think that's all we're going to talk about. Let's find a song to sing to each and every one of you. You know this from the bottom of my heart. I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you've not, go back and just listen to the first 30 seconds to a minute of the NASCAR podcast. It really helps me out if you listen to just a minute of the podcast. You don't have to listen to the whole thing. I know. Listen, NASCAR is not my thing. I am learning it. I'm growing with the sport here. I know it's not. I don't get it. They turn left. I know. I don't know the ins and outs. But listen, it's good. I really appreciate Rocky and John coming on and talking to us about it. We'll have them again in the future. We've talked baseball. We've talked basketball. We've talked how much I love each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart, maybe the lower left quadrants of my heart. We've talked music. We've not talked TV. However, if you've not watched True Detective, you need to watch it. Season finale is tonight, and it is spectacular. That's all I'm going to say. 6 episodes. You can get it done in an afternoon. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. And it's fantastic. So now that we're at the 33-minute mark, I'm sorry. It's a little long. Let's find something to sing to, Norm, and then I will see you all next week. All right. Love everybody. Goodbye.
She's a gooseneck on a dually, a long neck at a bar. Loves old John Wayne movies, waltzing under them stars. She sent her up in the saddle, cutting through the herd. Loves branding her cattle, long live cowgirl. Mustang. She's fast and she's wild. Stop a runaway freight train with her high country smile. She's tough as December, salt of the earth. Make you fall like September. Long live cowgirls. Well, she rode in them wagons when the Wild West was won. Took them canyons and badlands and made them her own. She's boots on, crystal blue songs, and snaps on her pearls. She's been there, she'll be there.
That was a great song. I feel like I didn't have a lot of emotion in said song, or that I was really feeling said song, but it was fine. I feel like we should do something else though, just cause you know, sometimes it just happens. And I think it's this. 2 songs you could say. Let me get out my British accent. I don't know. Maybe we'll do a little listen stop.
Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you.
I was early. I know I was. Don't come at me in the comments section. I know I was early. It's coming right now.
Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Gosh, whatever happened to Oasis?
Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
I'm going to end it after this, I promise.
And all the roads we have to walk are winding. And all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall.
I know I can't sing. And if you've made it this far, it just means a lot to me. I just, sometimes I get on a stage or I get on my platform here and I just can't stop. I really can't. Just, you know, sometimes you don't get the greatest of news about things and you just have to cope with it in your own little way. And sometimes, you know, this is my way of coping with it. And I'm glad that you stuck around as long as you did. I love you. And we'll be back next week to talk about Tennessee baseball, and I'll sing, and we'll talk about Tennessee basketball. We might talk about the finale of True Detective. Maybe I'll see if I can get old Jay Turndizzle to get on the horn with me, and we can talk True Detective as the finale for that. But we'll see. Thank you again for listening. I'm sorry we're at the 40-minute mark. I'm sorry. But I love you. Goodbye.